You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll break down a new analysis of Governor Scott Walker's proposal to divvy up millions in funding to UW campuses based on performance.
First, in the fight against bullying, there could be an overlook tool to help. Turns out parents who model positive behavior and talk about bullying with their kids can have a big impact.
Given all the attention to bullying and the effect it has on kids, parents are pretty alert to the signs and impacts of bullying, but less has been said about the example parents can set for children to help them deal with bullies and mitigate the effects of aggressive behavior.
Anna Clarkson is with us. She's digital parenting education specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. She recently wrote a WisConText article called "The Best Bullying Prevention is for Parents to Lead by Example." And you can find a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. Anna, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So why are parents so effective when it comes to helping their kids cope with bullying?
You know, parents are so effective in coping with bullying because, believe it or not, children and teenagers look first to their parents and caregivers for advice on how to make tough choices and how to deal with things like peer pressure or bullying. So really, they're the first line of questioning or information for kids.
Now, in your article, you said talking about bullying is a square one, getting it out there. So it's not something that happens under the cover of privacy and nobody ever talks about, but it's out there and it's a topic that people are used to talking about. Tell us how that works.
Exactly. So conversation is definitely the first step that parents can take in preventing bullying. Building this ongoing relationship with their child around talking about topics that don't always feel safe, like bullying. Research shows that just talking to your child for as little as 15 minutes a day about bullying and related topics can increase the probability that your young person will come to you for help and advice and decrease the likelihood that they will be a bully or be bullied. And just thinking about what that actually looks like, I think, is interesting, too. So that means you can ask a lot of different questions. First of all, you can help your kid think about, you know, what does bullying look like and help them understand bullying. So talk about what bullying is, how to stand up to it safely, talk about how bullying is unacceptable, and then also make sure kids know how to get help. So if you're thinking about some questions that you might ask to kind of spark that kind of conversation, some of those questions could be, you know, what does bullying mean to you? Describe what kids who bully are like. Why do you think people bully? And then even asking them, who are the adults you trust most when it comes to things like bullying? All those kinds of questions and conversations help give kids the skills to be assertive and to know what to do in a situation where they might observe bullying or be a victim of bullying themselves. And then a few other tips for parents in terms of how to have these conversations with kids are to ask questions that just keep the lines of communication open. So that means just check in with your kids often, whether it's on the drive home from school or at the dinner table. Listen to them, know their friends, ask about school, understand their concerns. You know, those are questions like, what was the best thing that happened to you today? You can ask that every single day. And you can share what happened to you, too, what the best thing that happened to you was, and build up this this tradition of asking that. You can also ask more specific questions about their day, like what was it like to ride on the school bus today? Or what was lunchtime like? Who did you sit by? And then finally, I think conversation can also build up your child's strengths. And actually being able to build up their strengths, whether that's around encouraging them to do what they love or talking about what they do best, that really boosts kids' confidence and can help them make friends, and it can actually protect them from bullying behavior. So that's even talking about, you know, what are you good at? What do you like best about yourself? Here's what I see that I really value in you. So, just a handful of questions parents can ask.
I want to go back to something you said at the very beginning of that answer. You said if you talk to your children for 15 minutes, a minimum of 15 minutes a day about bullying, and my kids, I feel like that's kind of a lot. Every day you're having a conversation about bullying. I can see that not going over so well. So is that a lot, or does it just feel like it?
Well, you know, 15 minutes could feel like a lot. And I think that's why it's really important to think about. This isn't just 15 minutes of tell me what bullying means to you. That can certainly be a part of it, but it's actually opening up to these additional skills of, tell me what was the best thing that happened today, building your child's strengths by talking about, what some of their best skills are or their strengths. And you can even build that conversation out to thinking about ways that we treat others with kindness and respect. So that's maybe asking things about, like, when were you brave today? What does bravery look like? Does it sometimes mean talking to an adult when you're scared about something? When were you kind today? These bullying conversations can really be, I don't want to say hidden, but I'm saying hidden in conversations about values and personal strengths.
We're talking about bullying right now with Anna Clarkson, digital parenting education specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. And she says parents' own behavior can have a big impact on how children respond to bullying. And Anna, modeling behavior. See, we have those conversations on the one hand, and you also say modeling behavior where parents are tolerant of other perspectives and personalities can also be a big help. How does that work?
It is a big help. So your example as a parent is the example that then kids go out to live in the world in the first place. And so when they see you talking about and treating others with kindness and respect, that's the model that they follow. And that extends to, even simple things like always modeling positive language. So avoid calling people slurs or derogatory terms, because cruel words are just always harmful, even if the person being demeaned, says that those words are okay. So it's as simple as watching your language, and as big as helping your child construct a story about kindness in our world and respect.
And let's say you are someone who's engaged, you're having these conversations, you're watching for signs, and you discover that your child is being bullied. What do you do? Is it a good idea? I mean, as a parent, maybe your hackles get up and the first thing you want to do is march over to that other kid's house and have a word maybe with the parent or to call them up. What is the right response?
That's such a good question. The right response is to never confront the bully or his or her parents directly. Instead, it's important to think about what is the setting where your child is being bullied. So if it's at school, then it's important to go to the school counselor or other authorities within the school and talk about it. Take notes about the conversation that you had with the authorities at the school, and then follow up on it. So it's not just a one-time conversation, but it's a continual checking in to make sure that this is being resolved for your child. But addressing the bully directly can actually escalate the problem and make it more dangerous for anyone involved.
Is that counterintuitive for some people? I mean, I think about when I was growing up and my husband was growing up, and he has stories. He was bullied, my husband, for a little while in junior high, and ultimately, one of the teachers there took on that bully in a pretty direct way, in a way that would not probably be appropriate now, but it took care of the question, the problem that was going on. So are we in a different space about how you're supposed to handle these things?
Yeah, well, maybe. We do have kind of this historical story about celebrating when the little guy beats the big guy, when David beats Goliath. But really recently we've learned that that bullying has negative effects on both the bully and the bullier, and that the most efficient way to handle it is not by this kind of bullying behavior by authority figures, but actually really listening behavior and following through on creating environments where bullying doesn't happen.
How does bullying hurt the bullier?
Well, bullies, I guess would be the way to describe it, have all sorts of negative outcomes. So bullies tend to be more likely to get in fights, not surprisingly, to steal and vandalize property, to drink or smoke and have poor grades. But, they also have internal challenges as well. They tend to have lower self-esteem and even have suicidal thoughts. So, being a bully, it might look like a really strong position, but bullies often are hurting as well, and honestly need support and help to minimize their negative behaviors just as much as a victim needs them.
And do you feel like those structures are in place now? If we're talking about a school setting, at least, if there is a child being bullied and the bully, him or herself, I mean, are there resources there to support both of them with their own particular needs?
There are resources. So it's actually just been since the 1970s that this awareness, I think, of bullying as an essential topic to talk about and something to work on preventing even came about. But now in the United States, at least 30 states have laws against bullying, and that includes Wisconsin. And with those laws sometimes comes funding for programs. So, for instance, in Wisconsin, you can go to the Department of Public Instruction's website, and they have a whole page called A Comprehensive Approach to Bullying Prevention. And that's just the public face of the resources that they have. Each school would be aware of other resources that are available as well.
We're talking with Anna Clarkson right now, Digital Parenting Education Specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. And we're talking about how parents' behavior can have a big impact on how kids respond to bullying.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How do you deal with bullying that may impact your child? Do you talk to your kid about bullying? What do you talk about when you do if you work in a school setting? What do you see? What role can parents play there? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post and find a link to Anna's article on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in just a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're talking right now about bullying and how parents' own example is often the most effective safeguard against bullying. And what do you think? Do you agree with that? Is that your experience? You can call us at 800-642-1234 to tell us how you help your children cope with bullying. And what do you do if you find out your child is doing the bullying? Call us at 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@WPR.org.
Anna Clarkson is with us. She's a digital parenting education specialist with UW Extension. She recently wrote a WisContext article called The Best Bullying Prevention is for Parents to Lead by Example. You can find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We have Marie on the line in Appleton. Marie, hi.
Hi, thank you for having me. I did feel compelled to call as a parent and one who has experienced a number of different types of school systems, parochial and public, very much experienced with a variety of children. On several observations that I have definitely made in the public and private school setting, I have seen just an unbelievable amount of teacher bullying that is overlooked by administration and a blind eye is turned to, which has a direct impact on children and how they feel about themselves and behave or take out the stress that that teacher created on them during the day on other children, which would be the only group that they feel they can have some influence over. Completely unaddressed, and I never hear it talked about in the news or by forums such as this. And then the other would be that I do think it's great to have a system where bullying is recognized in a school setting and that schools have some tools and alternatives to use to resolve the situation. But I was particularly seeing in the parochial school setting in particular is rampant bullying, not paid attention to by staff, complaints overlooked. Literally, as a parent, you would need to call the police to get involved to have anything really looked at seriously. No follow-through, no care about the bully, and no care about the child who's being bullied, with a direct impact on academics and happiness and overall health in their life.
Marie,
now,
thank
in the public
you.
School, sure.
Sure, go ahead. I think we've got the gist of what you were saying there.
Sure. The public school setting, yes, bullying also happening from children to children, but almost at least a little bit of a response from administration or teachers if it was brought to their attention and some attempt at follow-through. Still nothing addressing teachers doing the bullying, but at least some attention being paid when a parent's complaining or a child's complaint about, you know, child-to-child bullying. So I'm surprised at the disparity, very disappointed with that, but would like to see some attention brought to all those areas.
Marie, thank you so much. And Anna Marie getting at that she thinks there's different levels of education about bullying and proper response, that it's not maybe a message and a strategy for helping bullying that has permeated all different types of schools. Public schools, she's saying, a little different. Parochial schools, a little different. Sometimes the teachers, she says, are doing the bullying. So what needs to happen to have schools be on the same page?
Well, Marie, thanks so much for your comments. And in terms of schools being on the same page, I just think a really important point that Marie brought up is that even though I focused in this article with Rebecca Mather about parents and children, and that's why that was the focus, peer bullying was the focus, bullying does happen between adults bullying adults and also adults bullying children. And even if the system may be a little ineffective, the first step is always to report a teacher, you know, within the school system. But then the next recommended step is also to follow up with law enforcement in your community. And I wanted to just also point out that there are additional resources beyond those that are offered by the school. Two that come to mind immediately for me are, first of all, the Hope Line in Wisconsin. And so a Hope Line is a free service where you can text in 24/7 to crisis counselors and, you know, have a conversation about the bullying that's happening to you and get feedback. So in Wisconsin, you text Hope Line to 741-741, and that will connect you with counselors. And then the other resource, because parents, as we've talked about, really are an important line of defense for building up the ability to respond to bullying, is the No Bullying, and that's KNOW Bullying app. That's from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's from SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And that's an app that just connects you to all sorts of resources, but also provides questions that you can ask with your child. So it doesn't solve the problem of what we can do to fix these problems necessarily in our communities or our schools, but it provides some good starting points.
Well, Marie, thank you so much for that call. As we talk right now about bullying with Anna Clarkson, digital parenting education specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension, she co-authored an article on WisContext called The Best Bullying Prevention is for Parents to Lead by Example. We've been talking a bit about that, broadening the conversation now in general, and you can call in and ask your question at 800-642-1234. And we'll take a next call from Sandra in Baraboo. Sandra, hi.
Hi. I have an open communication with both my kids. And my younger child, he was actually bullied outside of school by someone a couple years older than him. And I actually, once finding out what happened, we actually found out where he lived. We went to his home. I spoke to his mother. She did get her son to finally come to the door, but even speaking with his mom, it didn't get very far. She didn't feel that the action of throwing items at my son's head was very bad, I guess. So I was kind of disappointed in that way. However, I did show my son that, you know, we need to go. We need to have effective communication by not yelling and just point out what had happened, you know. And I did take it one step further. I did call the school, report the kid there, and you know what? As soon as I said the kid's name, they knew exactly who I was talking about. So he seemed to have been a problem, you know, for a while.
And Sandra, can I ask you, did you feel as though you would do it again to go directly to the child's home and his parent, or do you think next time you might just start with the school?
No, I like the thought that I went to the parent. You know, I may not have gotten very far, but like I said, I at least brought it to her attention. You know, I felt better about it, and I think my son did too, because they weren't in a school atmosphere where they have the principal there, kind of like they're both in trouble. You know, it was more just, you know, having a talk, and although it wasn't that effective, I think he felt better about it too. I would definitely do it again.
Sandra, thank you so much for calling and sharing that story. And Anna, what about that? Sandra chose to go to the house, which is something you say can result in escalating of the problem. But on the other hand, you know, she, for instance, in this particular case, feels good about doing that. And is there something to be said about having, you know, what could be perceived as the strength and the self-confidence to have that face-to-face conversation?
Well, I think what I really like is that, Sandra, you did a lot of awareness building. So you informed the parents of the bully that this was happening, just in case they weren't aware that it was happening. Hopefully they take some action to support their child now. Then you also informed the school to build awareness so that if this happens to another child, you know, they're aware that this is a pattern and this happens, you know, is happening in several situations. And I think that another way that you could continue to really build this assertiveness or this strength in your son would be to continue this conversation of, well, this didn't happen at school. This happened in a setting outside of school, maybe where there isn't a lot of adult supervision. What am I going to do next time if there is a next time with this bullying? What can I do to stay safe and to respond in a way that is respectful but keeps me safe? I think that can be a good way to kind of add another layer of protection and response.
And Anna, as we wrap up, bystanders can play a role in stopping bullying as it happens, because there might not be a parent there or an adult there. There could be a bunch of peers hanging out after school. How do parents get other kids, bystanders involved and feel like they have the agency to stand up and intervene in that crucial moment? Just briefly, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of the ways that kids can learn to stand up and parents can model is by saying, you know, supporting the person who's the victim. Hey, do you want to come eat lunch with us? It doesn't look like he likes that. Please stop. Or those students can also go find an adult to take care of them. And in those situations, having several friends together who say to the victim, hey, come with us, we'd like to hang out with you, can be a real strength and support for that person who's being bullied.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Anna Clarkson, Digital Parenting Education Specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. She co-wrote an article on WisConText called The Best Bullying Prevention is for Parents to Lead by Example. You can find that and a whole lot more at wisconText.org. And you can also share your stories over on the Central Time Facebook page.